Love takes you to other areas completely. The next thing is the Siman Kuf test. It's unavoidable to do one or the other. So my plan is, after we finish Sadeh Hey and Zayin, we'll start Vav. Maybe another Ma'amah Kalmashir and Kuf test. Then we have to talk about the Bechina. I keep telling you, I don't want to put too much on the... I want to divide it into... So I'd like the Talmidim to think about, Michael's Ashir assistant will gather the particular perspective of the Talmud, when you want the Bechina to take place. It will not take place in Tavshin Ayin Tes. Don't worry about that. Tavshin Pei. Question: when Tavshin Pei? You want it before Yom Kippur? Should be part of the Tshuva process? Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha? Somebody want to have it after the break? I have no particular position on that. Talmidim have different ways of analyzing that. It's to some extent, we're in a democracy, to some extent. So you'll register with Michael when you prefer, before or after, and we'll come to some kind of conclusion. Okay? Here we go to a new topic. Ein v'vatlin issa l'chatchila. Let's begin. Ein v'vatlin issa l'chatchila, what is it doing with us? What is it doing with anything? Open to the Ran on page Kuf Beis, if you don't mind. Ran on page Kuf Beis. The Gemara says, "Ro b'sheila, right? Chidushu, right? Everyone understand? The Gemara wants to know chidushu to exclude other things. It's the Gemara on Sanichas on the base. I guess we should look at the Gemara just for a minute before we see the Ram. The Chaz of the Gemara for a moment, Sanichas on the base." Says the Gemara like this: V'atanya, Zeu heter abo mechlal isim, Zeu lemutei mai. Zeu means it comes to exclude something. Everyone follow me? What's the talking about over here before? Zerah b'sheila. That's a special, unique din. Right? Lemutei mai. My love, the muti, kol yisur in Shabbat Torah. So, what does Rashi explain? Love the muti, shari surim, the yalfin alumine, zero b'shel is unique. Are you with me so far? So, we can infer the opposite, because if it's uniqueness, all other yisur are treated differently. Fine, take a look now on the Ran. Having said that, the Gemara says as follows. The Ran says as follows. Igale Medak. It would mean it's on page Kuf Bey at the top of the left column. My Karpachin and Zel Lemute. My Lav Lemute Kolishun Shabbat Torah. Lema. Zel Os Lemute. The Dafka Hai Iser Mivatel Lechatchila. The Torah prescribes, right? It's Rob B'Sheil Emayel. You cook them together. Avashari Surin. Lo. Ukadarmina B'Samach. It's Rob B'Sheil Lechidishu. That's the chiddush. The mevat lechatchila. Aval kshenis arev ein achinami tegamina minei lechol yisurin shabbat Torah. Sure, something has to be unique. That's the lashon of the brisa. Something has to be unique about zerah b'sheila. Let's say the unique aspect of zerah b'sheila is the mevat lechatchila, but that you say it's batel barov or b'shishim or b'meya, as the case may be, that applies to all yisurin shabbat Torah. Tirsa b'tosus. We don't have Svetosis. The whole lo havi heter bo bichlal iser. What does that mean? To call yisur in Shabbat Torah midoraisa mivatlin os on lechatchila. Heter bo bichlal iser. That's not a heter bo bichlal iser. Because there is no iser in any iser Shabbat Torah. There is no, I repeat again, v'atanya zeo heter bo bichlal iser. Can I be referring? Those four words. Heter bo mechlal isa cannot refer to the din of mevat lechatchila. You know why? Because there ain't no such din. By Torah law, there's no such din. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So Bryce can't be referring to this. It's impossible. The pasuk can't be referring to this. Impossible. It doesn't exist. Oh, darmina zroa b'sheila chidushu. Ein chidusha shemutal levatlo, because you can do any sin. There's no such issue in the first place. Hello, what do you want to say? She mitzvah levatlo. Mash ein kein b'shari surin shebetorah she ein mitzvah levatlo nechatchila. Oh, so maybe that's takam shat? No, it can't be. It doesn't fit into the words. V'luk alam ein b'dochi kama. Zeh het she mitzvah levatlo mash ein kein b'chol yisurin she mitzvah levatlo mutlo. No, the pshit, it's obvious. Hechi teska daten she mutter. What's that word mutter? What's supposed to be? Mitzvah, right? On the side? Mitzvah levatli suri Torah. That's not even a havamin. Or you could have said in the alternative, that's not hetiba mechal issa. That's mitzvah mechal non-mitzvah. That's another, one the Ron didn't say that. But okay. Maybe gave a better answer. I'm not sure which answer would have been a little bit better. Fine. At kind of also, we're working on the assumption that the whole din of Ein Mevat is chilas pure midrabbana. Avol arrives al kosev bisul mashal shalom. Dimi the kari leis rob shel chidush shmamina. The ma'id armin ein mevat nisul chatchila. Doraisu. Wow. So doraisa. Vichitema. Yekei l'shanile. Docha mazel imute shari surim. Shem mevat nosan chatchila. Av kushi. Why? The lish of the zera heter. Mashma shah heter bala fanenu. The fanenu, michlal isura, umatirin also, ukeshen is arev mashma, v'lo la arev also the chatchila. The words indicate we're talking about results of different tarovos, not what you're allowed to do in the first place. So it's a linguistical point. Umil, afagad bitl is the chatchila, but arayis ul divri haravz al deraivit, im ovar ubitlo midoraisa batil. So it's an isa lechatchila, but b'diavad, if you did it, it is batal. Fa'afilu b'meizi. Even if you did it on purpose. So writes the Ran, even according to the opinion of the Ravid. Hello. B'drabonon, b'meizi lo batal. U'v'shogeg, pligi b'rab yudha rab yosi begidden, b'pekani zokin, b'kamak rab yosi, d'amma b'shogeg batal, meizi batal. Shrine. Because of a Rambam, the Dafka Lamisha Bittel also be Mezen Osir, Avolachem Mutter, V'chein Das Harayvitzal. Okay, like that, the Rambam and the Rambam agree. If you look on the side, it's not true. He disagrees with the Rambam. That's more typical, right? Okay, fine. So we had our introduction to the sugya, a big machlokas. Whenever we discuss any sugya anywhere in Shas, the first question always is: Is it the Rishis? Is it the Rabbanan? Which is appropriately what the first paragraph in the Ran discusses. Fine. Now it's time to open up to the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Tzadi Tes, Sif Hey. Ein mevatlin isu lechatchila. Okay, there it is. First four words. We should stop here. Ein mevatlin isu lechatchila. Four words. Very important four words. Question. Adoraisa adorabonon. Doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't take a stand explicitly. Says the Shach of Kon Zayin, "Chos the Rasha b'Torah Sabayis Aoruch, the Ran Pergid Anosha, the Hayne Midrabbonin, the Das Hatosus." Again, we don't have such a Tosus. Okay, Avol Das Arayvit, also Midaraisa, Mi B'Diavet, Kan Das Arayvit, Kamosh Chos the Mechaber. What does that mean? What did Mechaber say? Mechaber just said that it's also, but he didn't say it's also the rise of the Rabbanan. So it's misleading. But she calls for a Rashba Varan al Shmo. The Varavra Benachem Azariah Ben Shuvah Bavua Shesova Command Amma Dinah Ben Rabbanan. Find another Rabbanan person. I mean, why did he quote the Ramah Mipano? It's already enough people on that side. I don't know. Good question. Maybe he was such a great man. Why they put him on that side? No. Okay, could be. Don't know. What does the Ra'ah say? So the Ra'ah is found in the Berak HaBayis, which I can show you on the screen. It's under Torah HaBayis, correct? Pages here. Getting close. Ooh, I missed it. I missed it already. Where are the page numbers? How come I can't find them? Found it. It all starts with the issue of Nos and Tav Lefka. Yes, sir. Would you say what?
Would you hold the distinction between Shogeg and Mezeg?
Yes, absolutely. The Gemara talks about, well, we'll see. We'll see the Gemara. The Gemara's Gemara getting there, so to see. We'll see. We'll see it soon. Okay. He quotes the Rashba. No, it can't, no shortcuts. We've seen this already before, but it's worth seeing again. Every word in the Rishon is worth analyzing more than once. Because of a mechaber, it's a Torah Sabbais. The Gamze Shav Mulav Shav Pogim the Gamre Hashem and Echol Machos. The Gamze, it's inedible. That is one, certainly that is certainly one dimension of Noah's Tal of Gam. That's clear. And Afilu Pogim Sas Shrei Kedei Hashem Bas Yoma Eina Oseres. You take a pot, it wasn't used for 24 hours, and you cook in it, and the food which is cooked in the potatoes, which are cooked in a tray for meat pot that wasn't used for 24 hours, the potatoes are kosher. What? You mean to tell me that the whatever taste is exuded by the pot after 24 hours is completely inedible? Oh, come on. Not that bad. Just we call it a negative taste. So a negative taste, that is permissible. Vim Tomar, effect the Rashba, Hello no stand of Kam Minavela Gavinala, who stand the Vela real the Gershman of Vela. So how the Chazal get to this? No cash. Hosam Natira Bifne Atzma. Hilkoch ad the Mifkama Lagame Meachilas Ger Asira. As long as a Ger is mean Afka. Ger means a person can eat it. I don't know what's called Royal Adam. It's trade. It's not Royal Adam anymore. Right? Then it's kosher. Fine. I will Easter Taroves Shahokum Boachan Asinas Tamo Keva Shenos and Tam Lavgam Kol Shenu Pogim Taravaso Mutter Lochoshim Nasinas Tam Keva Shupogim. Tam Kik is only a positive taste, not a negative taste. Says the Ra'ah, sorry, Ve'eno Nochon. This is his refrain about the Rashba. You're not right. Why are you not right? Klal, at all. The Imkelef Yidvarov, Platus Kedevazu. She'ena bas yoma, who she'ena nes oseres, shu de nesinas tam shalo eno l'shvach. Okay. Ava mikol makom habela atzmo, kemos shehu, ashalo niflat, isur toru, shere habela atzmo, lo nifga michdei achilas ger, after 24 hours. You don't eat pots, but somehow, lu yitzuya, you could, I don't know how you do something, you dig into the pot, and somehow pull out some of the taste, it would still be usher, it would be usher midoraisa. For Kevin Shekain, Roy Hoya, She also the Vashabo, the Vatlo, Akshav Machmas Taruvaso, the Vartora, Im Tim Saloma, the also the Vatli Surlachat Chiladoraisa. So he suggests the Rivet Shita, that's a Doraisa, you won't be able to get the Easter out. It's been at least the Chiladoraisa, yes, sir.
Of course it's not.
You leave food at 24 hours. food for sure is not going to be nisal in 24 hours. There may be certain perishables, but that's a rarity. Most foods are not going to be nisal in 24 hours. Not in the pot. V'chein b'din, sh'yemuta d'var Torah levata l'chadchila, chatichas nevela b'shtei chatichas, heter min b'mino. He likes this opinion. In other words, is it an edit? Forgive the error for editorializing. As you quote that out of Chita, the first sentence, he doesn't take sides. But then he starts taking sides. If it makes sense to him, the Ra'ah, otherwise, nothing's ever treif. I have a piece of treif of meat, no problemo. Give me two pieces of kosher meat, throw them together, close your eyes. Oh, we can't put my mother. Hey. That's an untenable assumption according to the Ra'ah. And therefore leads him to the conclusion, he thinks that Ein Mevatel Yisrael is a Din D'Oraisa. With Din D'Oraisa, then it's impossible to be using this pot where the Bela, that which is absorbed in the pot, has been there for 24 hours. We paskin l'alocha, Kedera Ein Abasyoma does not aser. Right? He doesn't understand if that's the case. Right? If that's the case, what happens? Should be also the vashabal of atlavacho. In other words, it should be also to use a pot not only within 24 hours, but even after 24 hours. The Gemara tells us in the Sechta Vodazara, Poshab Shad in the Gemara, is that only a kli, which is ben yomo, the Torah required hagola, the parashim klei midya. Because after that, it's not style of gam. Frek the Ra, what do you mean you don't have gam? In the pot itself is not pagam. So if you cook in the pot, which has been more than 24 hours, which is on a level d'oraisa, you're doing Avera. You're Mevat Yisrael Chathila. That's the Ra's Kasha. And he happens to think that the Ra'ivan is right. Makes the Kasha stronger. Yes, sir.
Those who think it's the Ra'isa, do they try to bring a Makar?
That's an excellent question. What a great question. If Ein Mevat Yisrael Chathila is the Ra'isa, where did he get it? Is it the Rabbana? Okay. Where did the Ra'ivan get it from? You say got it from Zerah B'Shela. That's what the Ran seemed to imply a little bit. Maybe he got it from Zerah B'Shela. But that's not really true, because if you look at the Ran carefully, it doesn't quite say that. What did the Raivan say? The Raivan says, Zerah B'Shela L'Chiddush. You see that what? Ein Mevat Yisrael L'Chiddush L'Doraisu. He learned to come up shot and go that way. The Ran had a different shot. Okay. The Raivan thought his shot was better. Presumably that's maybe the source. So we'll see later, maybe other sources, potentially Svara. We'll see. Let's go on. Yeah. But and we paskin Teshem Basyom Butas Ratov, but you can use it. So obviously the Rashba is wrong. It must be Pagam in the pot itself already. Right. The old Zumin Ailanu Acha Shashira Torah Pagam Heta be Surin Bachilas Ger. Minayel had to be surveyed Torah beporos mikain the day the sub because of the Tamil Moshe Doraisa. You hold the Tam Kikus Doraisa. So how can you be matinus? El Dvorim Elu Einun. You're wrong, Rashba. El Avokadei Rashen of Asyoma, Shehutra Mishusha Bela Shaba, Kavish and Ishtam Esleis, Biodua, Shupogum Michdeger. The Ra'ah was a cook, I guess. And he knew that whatever's in the pot for more than 24 hours is no longer edible. Not just it gives a net negative effect on the potatoes. It itself in the pot is already inedible after 24 hours. That solves all the world's problems if it's physically true. I am not smart enough to know to decide among two cooks, the Rashba and the Meir, they ask their respective Rebbetzins. Rebbetzin Rashba and Rebbetzin Ra have different opinion on this matter. I don't know. The Afal Pisha Ains and Niko Kehat Shabbat. Hainu Meshitaro also Zeshel Hetem Mechapalam Kadeshen and Niko. In other words, the good stuff, the potatoes, will mask the inedible taste of the Nevela. Omitok Rebuya Shel Hetem Zeh. Either because it's mixing or you have the majority of it. Avavare Bela Atzma Nifkam Kidei Ger or Yoser. In other words, Ger will need it even in a, I don't know. What's Yoser mean? The animal would need it. V'keim and Shekein, Yev Shalesor, She'en Lecha Dova Shehuta Mitok Shedifkam Chosel Yisur Oli Olam. Keep that in mind. A That's a chiddush. We wouldn't, they weren't accepting the whole gelatin for it. We wouldn't think it's true. V'yavshe shelo yu hu gufo pogol ne'olam. Afilu gorem lo davar shelo yu nirgush mikomakom hu atzma pogol v'ikoren shel dvorem hepech v'shkos v'mechaber t'tzvei kil pogol b'yen le'teiro mi'belakli. Why? T'il nevela shenuriya l'ger mutu li'och v'shi b'yen v'achim lucha b'shvuas v'yidam ha'ra'u v'shvuas l'och v'ach v'potor filu bela kelim. Also the chatchila, which we can hechsher, meisha bilo mushbach b'shas b'liya. Oh, at the moment that the bela entered the pot, then it was mushbach. And then the chazal made a gzera, einu ben yomo to ben yomo, that even though right now it's been there for more than 24 hours, the taste is negative. Since it started out positive, we have to aser the use of that pot.
Mushbach here meaning negative.
One more time.
Mushbach here meaning negative, not like shevach.
No. Mushbach means shevach. Look what he says again. One more time. Shebelo mushbach bishas belia. At the moment you cooked the nevela in your pot, at that very moment it was delicious. The taste of the nevela, the taste in the pot. 24 hours past becomes negative. Avachshem pkam unirah. It's not obvious. All right, the Rashi thinks it's not. The Ra'ah knew the truth. Stop. Atkan the Ra'ah. Okay? The Ra'ah is like the Ravid. And the Shach implies, by quoting the Ramah Mipano, that we don't pass like the Ravid or the Ra'ah. We pass like the Rashba, the Ran, Ramah Mipano. Three against two. We pass like the Kula, Sedin, the Rabbanon. Shoin. What about Rabbi Osai, Yovesh B'Yovesh? The two cases, Rabbi Osai. I can take trefa liquid, and pour it into a huge tank of kosher liquid. Now that's what's called Yesh Bila. It's all mixed in together. And you can no longer taste the trefa liquid because it's a bottle of Bishish. Fine. That's what we're discussing until now. What about the other case? I have a piece of tray for meat, and I want to eat the meat, but I can't do it. No problem. I find two pieces of kosher meat, I blindfold myself, I throw it into the middle, and I can't tell the three are identical. Are they the same? They were all said they were the same. Because in his attempt to disprove the Rashba, and therefore to come to the side of the Ravid, is one of his main points, he said, it's a daraisa, v'chein b'din, shelo yeh muta dvar Torah levat v'lechatchila lechatichas nevela b'shtei chatichas hetem b'mino. Are you kidding? You can't do that. It's a din daraisa, presumably. So too, he's derived from there a din daraisa, but we'll call that yalvash b'yalvash b'lach b'lach. Rather, it's not distinguished between one and the other. That's clear. But the no de Yehuda did. And that's the problem. He's against the ra'ah. For those who brought the Bari HaShulchan, who has the Bari HaShulchan with him today? He asked someone to bring one. Not enough going around. You have to buy one. A worthwhile investment. You have to buy three, I should say. Because he has two volumes of Taruvas and one of Basa B'Cholov. And you get three for the price of three, probably, I guess. But borrow it if you can't afford it. Borrow it from someone. Take a look if you have a Bari HaShulchan. You know how it works? He has Bari HaShulchan. Then he has what's called Tziyunim. That's the source, like the Shara Tziyun. Then he has the Biurim, which is like the Bialacha of the Mishnah Berurah. It's the same kind of a setup as the Mishnah Berurah. But he had the wisdom not to call it Mishnah Berurah. There was one Satmar Dayan who put a Sefer out in Hilchos Nida. It was called Gufi Alachas, and he called it Mishnah Berurah HaKadosh. Oh. It was not a very happy response. For that name is sacrosanct. You can't just call yourself a Mishnah Berurah HaKadosh. You just can't do that. Anyway, other things that, whatever, not going to that. But he has a different, totally different name. And fine. Take a look if you have over here in the Biurim.
What page?
page Samach Tes. For those who have, I'll read it to you slowly. Because the machlokas is the rise of Rabbanah. But no da Yehuda Tinyana, Simon Memhei. Although, you know, not everyone has a body of Shulchan, but no da Yehuda can certainly get. Let's go slow and see what it says. See what it says? Okay. A whole discussion about a Tosfos, da-da-da-da-da. Ani Yom HaDav HaChodesh. Oh, who admits it's a Dav HaChodesh? The Levat Nisla HaTchila. The Rashba Naran, who said it's all in the Rabbanon. Yeah. Dafka Dumi Dizroa B'Shela Shazroa Atzmalon is Batla Klal Finisher of Yisroa Lazar. Alright, only Cohen, the dog, they're knocking on you. Vahoyan is. What's this word? That word doesn't read too well to me. When the son of the Cohen, Acha Bishula, if you can figure that word out, maybe the original. It's a typo or something. Rakatam, the mapik me'azroa v'nivla b'shar ha'ayil, hushin is batel. V'tam shen is batel o nishibo yisikla, and therefore a mevat is the rabbonim. Ava yovish b'yovish, levat ala isav, hu nisha be'en, hu ba'olam av yisura omeg, shem yom aliyo, v'yoma shazu, hi, hachaticha asura, hari yomid b'yisura akodim, al kozman she makirin also gzeres akos akaram lahatas al kapana ba yisu hu be'en v'yochel lachzal yisuro pele on ovi, okay b'zeh l'chulei amo l'dayti lo yitiru ator levat l'chatchila v'ech emshe shedove shafilu acha bitl im yuka yosu levat lo ato hare atu makiro. Forget it, only tamah b'dan nivla she's about to encantam yisaklam. Kevin's in the spot, then can Tom Cloud Prat is Rob Shell Shabbos Shishma Mayor. It's late. But then, till not here, times after Rab Mahatas Rak Kevin Shishim Shishim and can Tom Cloud. For initial Shum Isra was this really that tosses him to Rabbi Achim and Atora. Zen is Daiti. That's what he says. Atkan, he tells you it's a Kiddush. It's against the Ra, right? Is it against the Ra? The Ra said Beferish. That one is the two things are the same. Oh, see, he says it's against the Ra'ah. Against the Ra'ah. There's a problem. He raises the problem in this beautiful piece. It starts on page Samach Tes. He quotes the Noda Yehuda verbatim. Right? After quoting him verbatim, he says it's quoted Bekitzer in the Pischei Tshuva. Oh, so let's see what the Pitzke Tshuva does with Kitzer. Let's see. I see that. I don't see it.
It's
2,000. I quote another Yehuda, comma, your Dal Chavav. We're discussing a different another Yehuda. Web Tinyana, Simen Mem Hei. Is the next Pesachet Shuvah? I don't see it. If you find the way he quotes it quickly, let me know. We saw the original. No problem. We have Baruch Hashem Kalim to see the original Shuvah. Says the Sefer Bari HaShulchan on page Ayin. Surasu Mizev Mikoshi Havana. Avshim Yukar Isu, to Eliyahu Novi. Yachzal Isuro, the Komagon calls Mashal Hukar Botlu, whom we know on Shasal Arva Chain and Nikar Yamutar. Who said so? It's against the Mefurish Gemara, Rabosai. Where is the Gemara, Rabosai? I asked to see the Gemara Mesechta Beitza, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Let's see the Gemara. Dalet Amud Beis. What does it say? Eitzim Shanoshim and Adekel B'Shabbos Oso La'Sikin B'Yomtev. The rabba muktza. I don't go into the problem. It's not our Indian right now. But that's if it fell in. What's the next piece? Eitzim Madeka B'Torah Tanur B'Yomtov Mar Balem Eitzim Muchonim B'Masikon. This is muktza. I'll throw in the majority of Eitzim Muchonim, and I can light it as a fire. Frank the Gemara. Welcome Hapech B'Yisura. You're touching something which is muktza. Came in the ruba the terenu, came out of Yisur, and terek came out of but the barof. Welcome, mevat lisa lechatchilo tnan. Ein mevat lisa lechatchilo. I dare you to find this mission. Are you going to finish mishnah? Are you about mitzvah somewhere? We're going to find this mission. Let's finish the gemara just for completeness. Says the gemara. Hanimi b'daraisa, haba b'drabana b'vatli. First terrace. Rabashi dama kol gresh batirin. Afila b'drabana lo batil. Ba'ikol mema. Whoa, I threw another problem over here. Yesh la matirin. Hanimi d'echad isa di b'isura b'enei. Hocha mikla kol yisura. It gets burned up at the end of the day. Ad kan sugyas ha-gemara. That's all it says. Says the Sefer Bari al-Shulchan on page Ayin. How do you know? Where does it say so? It's not. So I asked you to see a rash. Rash. Here we go. This is the Mishnah itself. What happened to the wrath? Well, that's why I got a rash. Here we go. Oh, boy. Okay, watch. What does it say in the Mishnah? You had truma gets mixed in, you grind it up. Okay. Fine. We discussed this the same mission, the same rash, the previous sugya. It's amazing. Two things which are related to each other in the Shulchan Aruch and Sefer Mitzani Tes also have sources in the Mishnah and the Rash back in the same Mishnah, Masechta Trumas. Fine. Amazing. Awesome. Hod armina bresh pesed amud beis utnan ein mevat istrat chila ein loshon ze shonui b'shum makom. What was the rational mishnayos dalpe? More than the guys who got awarded the Malava Malka somewhere that they learned mishnayos. He knew mishnayos dalpe. And there's no such mishnah. So it was a trap question. Where's the mishnah? No such mishnah. So what's the source then for this day? The only source is the Mishnah in Masechta Trumas. That's the only source. There is no other source. The Rash has Eidus. The Rash has Eidus. Says the Bari HaShulchan, if the Noda B'Yehuda is right, I'm reading the words. Heich nilman the Mishnah zu lechol inyan bitl yisurim shu asur. Vav bitl pleitoso. For Masnis and Marib Bishul Yavish B'Yavish. Matruma, chitim, it's dry. Wow, what a kasha! What a kasha! It's a great kasha. He goes further than that. Yeah, kasha is very simple. The whole basis, But Tanan in Mevanis Hatchila is not correct, literally. There's no such preferish of Mishnah that utters those four magic words. It's only implied by the Mishnah in Masech Tetrumas. I'll share the Mishnah if you like. So Truma Shenafel Lemeah for Tochta on the Pichsu Kshinja Pichsu Mihalchulin Ka Pichsa Truma, etc., etc., etc. What does it say over here? So Truma Shenafel the Fochus Mimeah Vacha Kach Nafel Shamchulin Im Shogeg Mutle Vimeiz It Asa. Oh, why? You know why it's Asa? Ein Mevatnet Nislachatim. There's no Mishnah anywhere in Shas that says it. The closest you'll get is the last line, Mishnah Tes Perikei Mesech Tetrumas. So testifies for us Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz, the Rash. You won't find it anywhere in Shas. You won't find it. Fine. One more time.
Why is this a problem in Yehuda?
Because the Nodab Yehuda says that when it comes to Yavesh B'Yavosh, everyone agrees that Ein Mivalis Chil is Daraisa. The whole argument is in a case of lach belach. But if that's the case, in contrast to the Ra, who says well, the two are the same, you cannot derive one from the other. So how can the Ra say that a mevalis chil is a daraisa based on the derivation of yavesh biyavesh? Right, the Ra says yavesh biyavesh is certainly daraisa. Granted, that may be daraisa, but lach belach could be the rabbanon. And we're discussing lach belach over here. So the Ra'ah makes no distinction whatsoever. Okay, so the Ra'ah will be against. Okay, can be against the Ra'ah. Yeah. Could be. That's his question. That's his question. I read the words again. If you're Shvara, the Chalik, and Yavish, Yavish, and Platus, Isim, Kadikhalik, and Nolib, Yehuda. Heich nilma mi mishna zu l'chol inyan bitla yisurim shu asur v'af bitla pleitoso ha'mas nisan marbi bitla di yavish bi yavish ha'niu mizet hei l'chalek b'kach shoyin the Tosfos is all the Rabbanan no the view is wrong brackets he quotes an avne melum in a tshuva yudches everyone agrees that by truma forget it. It's only the raisa, because mafsa truma, mishmeres trumosai, for sure the raisa for sure. Asks the Bar Yeshuva, it's against what we just learned. What are you bringing right from truma? Tisura bialma. Who asks kasha? The magia on the avdim alum. Fine. Adkan. So far, abosai, so good. So far, so good.
That's a great kasha.
One more time.
Great
cash, you know.
I don't know.
No, he just said from the right here. Yeah, so, you're right. It's good cash. We can't answer every single cash. Now on both sides. Mentioned the base manager earlier today. How do you phrase it? So I'd like to share what the base the tour says and what the base Yosef says. Tour. Look at the tour. Here we go. Watch. Cost of a sefer mitzvahs. You have to ask a shaila, what came in first, what came in last. Da 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 da. Avel mechave laharbos. Afilu mimimino. Vehet the rabbi aliser. Shubatam in a Torah, and Shacharabim Metzrichu Shishim, Eino Batal, came and Shribim made it. What do you say over here? If you purposely threw in extra to reach the level of Bittul, even though it's the Rabbanim, even though the Rabbanim Mikvachas Shishim, it's ineffective. It's ineffective. With me so far? That's all he said. It's ineffective. Did he say it was prohibited? Absolutely not. Who points this out? The Beis Yosef. Here we go. Did Rabbeinu Me'ubavim? Ooh, it is a little bit confusing. I have to be honest with you. Shabbat Lachok Al Divrei Sefer Mitzvah Shudafilim Osif Mayim Achakach Im Lo Kibin the Tilavatlo Aiser Aiser Mitztarfen. Then he says Dvarim Shke Kol Dvarim Levatlo the Dingmas Tiras Divrei Sefer Mitzvah Achakach Gomer Din Bitla Isur because of a Mechave Laharbas Afilim Mimimino. And then argue with the smart. V'yod, tahav le lift up itchilas tinzeh ein mevat in isur lechatchila, as it says in Reish Beis and Avdalin. U'mashu de isur anami igur milsa. V'chei chosel v'rambam peg the zvav alocha chafei. Asur leharbas. The tour never said asur. He only gave the result. The result is that bitl doesn't work, but he never said it's us to make the bitl. Yes, sir.
It sounds a little bit from your associates that he's taking for granted that the Torah agreed to it, and he's just asking, why are you so thorough that you didn't write it in order?
Okay, I got the impression from the Beis Yosef that he was trying to suggest, perhaps according to the Torah, in fact, it would not be an isser. The Rambam says us. He doesn't say us.
There's no isser. What's talk about shogi ketuvah versus mason?
Slowly. It's not an iser for me to be mevat is lechatchila. But Chazal made a gzera that if you did it, it's invalid. The bittul will not work. Will not work. I am mevat is lechatchila. Means it won't work. It won't work. The principle of rov, achi rabbel nahatos, Rabbi Osai, achi rabbel nahatos, was meant for post-facto situations. Now you should create a situation in which you will then trigger Achir Amatas. If you did, you would tzadik yourself and give you maftayona. But it won't work. According to the Rambam, what kind of maftayona? Rambam says, Osir, take a look. Kekas of the Rambam, Rabbi Osir, it's in green. It's one flick of a button. See the Rambam? Green? Green. Oh, green, green, green. Osir levat nisur and shel Torah lechatchila. Shine, the very first word is Asr. Not that it's old, no good. Asr to do it. Torah never said that. Never said it. Amazing. Never said it. Never said it.
What Zadon is there if there's no...
What?
What Zadon is there if
anyone
told you not to do it?
Zadon means, you're right, what does say Zadon? Very good. I see that Gemara. He holds me to it. It's excellent. That's why I'm saying Masech to Gittin. Very good. It's a good question. What daf? Nun dalam and beis? Nafluv in ispatu. What happened? It's discussed a slightly different case. You have certain things which are not batul because they are chaticha ruil diskabe. The first one daf kuf. But then it fell down and it got wounded. Interesting language, it was wounded. It's no longer a ruil diskabe. It's no longer a full unit. Echad shogav, echad mezit. Loyalty Rab May Rab Yudah. Fits. No good. Won't. Not about the Barov. Rab Yosef Shimon Omer, Peshogeg Yalu, Pemezid Loyalu. The Hochad the Midorais, the Chadmet Rebotel, Rabbanu de Gazur. For Kokonis Rabbi Yehuda, exclamation point. The Gemara suggested earlier, Yehuda makes a Gzeir like Maisa Shabbos, and a Vashal Beshabbos, and he said, Darais, Rabbanu not. Here, what's he saying? So then the Rabbanon, right? The Rabbanon of the Gozer, and Rabbi Yehuda makes a knas. You ask a kasha, what kind of knas? What kind of mazes? Well, there's no aver in the first place. That's your kasha. It's a great kasha. That's where Rabban got it from. It's an iser. It wants to use the word mazed. No goodnik, a bum. A wanton sinner, as some people translate the word zodon. Yeah? Not a sinner at all, according to the Torah, the way you've got it. Well, we can say, and mazed in the sense that he purposefully was mevatalit. Not that that purposeful bittul is an isur min haTorah, but it was a purposeful bittul. We'll get to discuss Omer Mutter, we'll see soon. Purposeful bittul, nothing to do with the principal isur. With me so far, can't prove from here that the Rambam is right. At the Torah Sanushas, right? Torah Sanushas. I mentioned to you before the idea of Truma. See, as an incidental point, he quotes an Avne Miluim. We know that Avne Miluim wrote a beautiful, beautiful sefer on Evan HaEzer. In the back, is some tshuvas. Avne Miluim, it's printed in the back of the standard. Not that many tshuvas. Not that many. But there are some there. How many altogether? Sum total? 27. Okay. Is 18. Of course, the Sugya Gemara. Look what he says. Those who say about this is the Chatzkin and the Rabbanon, it's only Issa V'Yalma. Better that way than said, much worse Issa, etc. Look what he says. We don't say to do it. It's only Rabbanon. Nu hacha min haTorah aser. Here, why here? What is here? Nowhere but here. What is here? What is here? What is here? Donim musarin al hatshuva shelo nafsi dena kedichsev shmes mishmeres shumosoi. The Rambam said so. Forget it. Nicha bezed charif is the Adam Miluim. This is my Ksos Achosh. Adam Miluim, Shmeitzer, same goyim. Says in Chumen Tzadiches Al Gemara. Zroah b'shele, Zroah b'shele chidishu. The Bechol HaTorah Mevat Nisal Dachat Chilu Vachem Buter. Koshi b'zel Aposkim Nisfilu. Mevat Nisal Chilu El Medrabona. So the Ran took care of it. Mashko Safti Efshal Yashem. The Shan is Zroah b'shele. Shereim Matnas Kuhuna. V'ikri Truma. Less of the applicant exhibit as Peshmeres Chumasa, Lav Sidena. So Kachim is certainly included. Wow, what a Chiddush Nifla. Only one problem with this Chiddush, Rabbosai. It cannot be.
Sorry, can we just Chaz the Chiddush?
Yeah. The Chiddush is, if I have Chaz, Nevela, Trefa, you name it, there is a Drabonin to Mabal Chatchil. Truma is different. Because Truma is Peshmeres Chumasai. But the obvious question is, Rabbeinu Shimshon, who knew Trumas better than anybody else, he wrote the book on it. He's the Mefarish of the Mishnayos and Trumas. He says that the din of Ein Mevatan Islech Atchilu, which is quoted in the context of Atzei Mukta. That's the context. Atzei Mukta. Some Stamin Isser. What's the source for it? Only one source. To Mishnah and Trumas, of all Mesechtas, Trumas? No! Kun Avdi Miluim, Trumas is unique. You can't derive from Truma to anything else. Ate Mukta, are you kidding?
Even on a Darabon level, you can say Truma is...
All right, that's going to have to say. That the Magir is his kashin. But the Magir didn't make the cut to the Bar Ilan. I feel bad. Sometimes they have...
Didn't make the cut to the Bar
Ilan. What can I tell you? The Magia didn't make the cut. But the Baal HaShulchan knew about the Magia, because the Magia is his cash. Your terrace is okay. We have no breath to get that terrace, but it's not so simple, that terrace. Not so simple. Not simple at all. Not at all.
Have you regarded the Baal HaShulchan's similar kasha on the Noda B'Yehuda's Kiddush?
Right.
That's why the Atzei Mukta not Yavish B'Yavish?
Meaning, he said, why get it quoted on Beis, Adala, the Beis? The Mishnah Trumas is the Yavish B'Yavish. Why aren't the Yasei Mokzah also Yavish B'Yavish? Why is that a kasha?
No. The kasha is not from the Gemara. Kasha is from the Ra'o. Because the Ra'o is the one who equated it. He does say it's against the Gemara too. I have to be honest with you. He says over here, page Ayin, column 1. He says, the Mishnah's Yavish B'Yavish, and Trumas, and how can we derive, L'chol Inyan Bitlei Surin Shu Asur. In other words, maybe the Gemara and Beit Avdal, you can't ask the Kasha. But the whole world, assumes that Bittul Islach Atchila applies elsewhere as well. Right? The Yavish, Lach Balach, etc., etc., etc. So how do you know it's true? Who said it's true to begin with? Maybe it was only said by Yavish B'Yavish, if it's different fundamentally, as another Buddha suggests. You're right. So it's not against that Gemara and Dalabes specifically. It's against other things that we think to be true, okay, that it applies to across the board. Can't prove it. That's where it says in Shas, right? Is it saying where else in Shas is it found? Right, if you give me Gemara Beitza, not a Poki B'Shas, on the side, and see where else it's found. Oh, you have? Thank you. That was quick. Take a look. Dalet Amud Beis. On the side it says, a little Dalit. Ayin Rash Topekate Trumas. Smart man. It's nowhere else. So it's not found anywhere else. So it won't exist. So that's it. It won't exist. Yeah, but the Noah was a Pesach. He knew it existed elsewhere. That's the problem. Even if it doesn't exist anywhere in Shas, but it exists in every page of Shulchan Aruch. I go against the whole Shulchan Aruch. Maybe Dick. So the kasha is a good kasha.
Yes, sir. Can we write a permission the other way also, that nowhere else in Shas do we find the Gemara recommending that we mivatel listen?
Okay. Yeah. Kitzin Imritz, that's his kasha. That's his kasha. Now, this din, Rabbi Osai, this din, we have this din that we just saw. We were discussing, is it a Darais, is it a Darabonon? So it's a Shaila, again. But a distinction is the problem. You can say it's Darais, you can say it's Darabonon. But to make a distinction between Lach and Yavesh, or between Truma and everything else, you run into this problem. Now, there is, I looked up in the on the Rambam, in the back of the Mafteach, they sent me to this Sefer. The Tzlach. Who wrote the Tzlach of Osai? No, the Behuda. We just mentioned his name a minute ago. Let's go slow here. To find things on the screen. Whatever, I can't find it for you. He says he thinks that the Issa is Rabbanon. Rabbanon. All right. That's the question. Is it Rabbanon? Is it Daraisa? What kind of status does it have? We don't know exactly. What are you doing over here?
Try to find it for Abby.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's go back to the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah's Kasha and the Rashbo we had before. It was a good Kasha. Good Kasha. Good Kasha. What kind of din is this? So again, the Ra'ah equates lach palach and yovesh biyovesh, like we saw before. Shali has over here in the in the Bari HaShulchan. The following Shaila. Can I have one piece of tray for meat, two pieces of kosher meat. Okay? I'm not getting involved. You know what? I have a cleaning lady. I have a piece of kosher meat. I have a piece of tray for meat. It's mixed with two pieces. I'll mix it with two pieces of kosher meat and give it to the cleaning lady. She's not Jewish. For her, it makes no difference whatsoever. She doesn't. It's to her. If it's a tray for kosher, it's all the same to her. Did I do anything wrong? Interesting question. Did I do anything wrong? I read over here from the beautiful Sefer here on page Ayin Aleph. We have it, look inside. What's the pre-Torah? Here in Yoredeya, Talites et Kon Ches. Rosa l'shloch l'nochi gimlech atichas basa. One of them is a nevela. Put a tailor for him. Do I have to see to it that the meat pieces get mixed up? I have to give three meals to my goyish help. Yeah. They go, three meals. Must I be careful to package the tray for one separate from the two kosher ones? Might have to come in, it's a goy. Mistabeli Surah Gevalt. He wants to answer it. Why? I mean, a quotation over here. Kevish is so mevatalu, and so Isser, Hamilsa Atzmo, us. Rachmana. Yeah, Rachmana. He holds it's a Doraisa. If it's a Doraisa, then it's some kind of intrinsic prohibition. But for the Rabbanan not. Because why in the world did the Rabbanan say, Ein mevatlen isa lechatchila, Rabbanan say, why? So Mr. Rabbanan, why? So there's a whole school of opinion which says it's simply a siyug. We say if you're going to attempt to mevatle your item in either rov or shishim, as the case may be, you may miscalculate. And fail to meet the 60 or the rov that you need. In which case, it's literally macholas asuris. But if it's going to a guy, who cares? So again, if it's a Doraisa, then maybe the Pre-Torah is correct. If it's a Rabbana, maybe even he would concede. Take a look, Rabbosa, over here in Sadi Tess. Just one second. Sadi Tess. The Taz Sivkotin Tesvov. Towards the end. Simon Sadi Tess. Ah, Simon. Taz Tesvov. Taz Tesvov is all the way in Siv Zion, the last Siv. He quotes over here a Gilead Marashah. It is as follows. Oh, it's going on Sivav. Pardon me. On Sivav. Levata lechatchila b'mayim aser. The daf kolite in mayim lechatchila kotz avashach b'shari. The rai michun kufyud beis. Kamcha b'chala achash on jibol dovamu. As Rashi says, "V'yem isa degam lechatchil l'shari." No. I made the wrong one. Where am I? Next page. Next page. The Taz writes, if Eino Nene Meir Yisrael Shari. The Taz writes, when do we think about this Ratchila? You're going to have another from it. Sure, I have 5 units of kosher, 1 unit of treif. I throw in the treif and I have 6 units of kosher. Says the Gilead Marashah. Tilotei Mahachi, Lemisha Sova de Mashem about this Ratchila Zoraisi. Quotes and where's Rob Bashel Chidashu? Him came. Echtzifsa Torah Lahagel Klei Midyan. We saw that in the round as we started. That was the opening line of the Neshiyah. The Eini Mavin. The Klei Midyan Shose Mei Hagola. He drank the Mei Hagola over there. Umi Ikel Leman Di Omar. To also La Hashlich Isel Lehet Al Das La Hashlich Kalat Herov Sayam. Psss. Yeah. The Pritoa said it. What he thought is impossible, Pritoa said for real, if it's the Doraisa. Just wanted to show you that Gideon Mashah. The Yama given to a guy presumably is exactly the same thing. He's against the Pritoa. You had a question, Mashah?
So how does one have to do Agala?
We'll have to discuss that. That's part of what the Ra'ah is asking Kash against the Ra'ah. It will come up again. Ready to come up a little bit. Narabosai. A Gemara in Masechta Chulin, Kuf Ches Omer Aleph. Kuf Ches Omer Aleph. We saw once before. We'll see it again. I keep saying we're not only Hichlus Pasul B'Cholov now, but some things just are unavoidable. The Gemara says as follows: Omer Abaye Tamav Lo Mamasha BeAlma Doraisa. Mr. Rabbanon, let's derive from Pasul B'Cholov. Tell me, you can't derive Chiddushu. So then we should say it's also even if it's not Nos in town. Whereas the Mishnah says only if it's Nos in town. Says the Gemara, Amarai Rava, Derech Bishul Asra Torah. What does that mean? Derech Bishul Asra Torah, what do the words mean? What does it mean?
Cook it.
Says Rashi, the end of the medium sized lines. With lo asos Torah le derech bishul, she osir abosol is bashul becholov, ve ein lechok agon zu shloit in tam. When you cook this tam, Rabbos says a tremendous chiddush in this Gemara. What the Gemara is saying over here is there's no need for bittul. When it, make it a slogan, when you need bishul, you don't need bittul. Hey, that sounds pretty good. Just change one letter. When you need bishul, you don't need bittul. Because it's just not a bishul. That's not called normal bishul. You don't need bittul. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, so we should suggest no one in his right mind would ever say that there's an isur to mevatel basar b'cholav, b'cholav and basar, less than 1/60, because it's not bittul at all. So suggests the Bari HaShulchan.
I'm
reading to you the last line of the page, Ayin Aleph, still on that page. That's other Yisroel. I have chicken soup. Guests come in. Oh, it's a famous expression we have. He adds some water to the soup. I have a better idea. He adds some milk to the soup. Much better idea. Be very careful. I have 100 units of chicken. I'll put in 1 unit of milk. So the extra guests will have what to eat. For sure, it's not a daraisa. Why? The matamutta bika shishim ain't a bittul. No. He really should have said, there is nothing in bittul. Even mashu is a promise. A chiddush. Hetter is no bittul. We'll see later on. Turn to page Ayin Beis, also have. Whoa, a whole page. Yeah? Who says the Yad Yehuda? That's not on our screen, correct? That's a big loser. But they don't have Yad Yehuda. That's a whole year. It's no good. Okay, fine. That's what he says. Certainly it'll be a din de Rabbanon. No possibility of being a Doraisa. Is it Asa b'Derabbanan? You betcha. You might have thought it's not even Issa d'Rabbanan. No, it is. It is. The poskim say so. The poskim say so. We'll get to it later on. Can you mix water into, excuse me, can you mix milk into water to then put it into the chicken soup? Even that's awesome, poskim say. Get to that a little bit later on. What's the reason?
The milk is part of the chicken water.
Yeah. We'll get to that. So why is it usher? Says the Halakha Biurim of the Bar Yashulchan, the reason we spoke about before applies. You may miscalculate. If you miscalculate and put in a little bit too much, 2% milk in the chicken soup, that 1%, you run into Nisa Daraisa. Wow. Now, Rabosai is a fascinating Chavez Das. Open up to your Shulchan Aruch. Simon Sadi Tes, Sivkotan Ches. Sivkotan Ches, please. Yeah.
You didn't miscalculate the water.
We're talking about the soup direct. We'll get to the water later. Rabosa, give a look, please. Chavas Das Ches. It's all on the very end of the Simon. It's about Siv. I can't go to the Prata, but you'll see. What's a Shachas? A guy from Ner Chanukah. Mevatel, not Mevatel. V'nireh, says the Chavas Das. T'yesh l'chalek ben Yisr Achila l'Yisr Ano. To be Yisr Achila, she'eno osarak betim as tamadi sura. V'gevin the Mevatel, shuvenu margashat ham. So, there's room for some leniency. Mashen ke be Yisr Ano. Kishenotel l'mevatlo, hare nene b'mashenotel l'mevatlo, l'kach osa l'mevatlo. Yeah. That's what he says. Yavi hano. Yemarba mashmiach ha'eta, you throw in the iser. That's for sure a major problem. It answers the kash of the shach. Now we'll just cheat and look at the shach for a second. I want to show the principle first. The shach, simen sadites. What did he say? He said, you test, he said? That's what he said. Yeah. See, I want to go into it right now. Marbel Mavatlo. You can add. So he has some Orachayim. The Mechava says, you cannot be Marbel. It's on the Rabbanan. He's the Rabbanan. You can't be Marbel. So the Chavazah says, no, Easter Ano is worse. Makes sense? Is it true? Right now, this makes sense, but is it really true? Is it really true? Is it true? Can't be true. It's against the Gemara. What Gemara? Where Gemara? What Gemara? Who Gemara? Take a look at Bosai in the Prima Godim, Mishpat Zozov, Sivkot and Vov. Let me tell you what the kasha is. The kasha in the gemara we saw already. We saw this gemara, Rabosai. I only showed you one gemara today, which wasn't in Masechta. I read you from Beitza, that's true, but I only showed you on the screen only one. This gemara. What's the case? What fell in? What? Here it is. Arla! Arla is an Iser Hano. The crazy you place is kasha. I'll show it to you in the original. You go back to primary sources, or more primary anyway. Crazy you place. Take a look, Rabosai. We have crazy you place. Should be here. Crazy you place. Simon. I'm guessing it's placey. I'm not sure. Hey, crazy. What happened over here? What did I just create? What did I just over here? This is the place. I want the crazy. How do I do that? Links? No.
Links
again. Let's try crazy. Not sure, man. I just got the wrong letter. I must have put something wrong now. I mean, he has his kasha. That's an Easter Hana. What's he going to say over there? We saw the Gemara. What's he going to say? One more time. What is as follows? Look at the Gemara. For ha'ocha dimidorais chad betray bottle. Rabbanu the Gazer for Kakanas Rabbi Yehuda. What are you talking about? Yisra Hana. The Chavis Da saying Yisra Hana is worse, implying that maybe a Shabbat Darais is against him in Furusha Gemara. Did the Chavis Da say Beferish was Daraisa? Sounded that way. He's asked the Kasha of the Shach, the Kan Yutes. The Shach Yutes is Gaval, Ner Chanagas Ner Rabbanon, and therefore should be able to be Marbe. Was the answer? He said no. He said no. It's like it's the right son. If he can be married, that's how he interprets the Chavis Das. The answer is against the Mefurish and Gemara on the afternoon Dalad and Beis. That's the place he's kasha. Don't know. If you have a terrorist, let me know. I want to read you a few more comments as time allows from the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Siv Katan Chav Tes. Those who have. Uve mikra shel safek iser, koshe nistapek lono al chatichas basim ishchuta nevela. Or we don't know if Iser Torah fell in the shir levat or not. Ready, batal b'shishim. I just went from I and aleph. I skipped I and gimel. The bari hashulchan. Yesh shekasa she b'shnei amikrim mikra sheni shetavel lono yesh kan iser klal. Also levat lo. That's right. He says the same way as you can't be mevatel a vada yisur, you can't be mevatel a suffer yisur. Who does he quote over here? Quotes from the Sif Se Das on the Shach Sif Katan Zayin. Hine lechon afkamina in suffer enough for the Torah the tavshel ben amino. That's a different case. We don't say that. When do we say Sovad Rabban Lahokal be Irakach? Avalasas Maisa Velasas Sovad Rabban, but then we don't say that. So he wants to suggest in that piece that the Prima Godim says that is Isalavat Suffolk Isal. Alright. That's what he says. We don't say, since the Issa Bittl is only the Rabbanon, it's a Sfeg Rabbanon Lekula. We do not say that. So says the Prima Godin. Okay? He says, well, you could have said that if it's Yeshkan, it's only Chashash, Sufik, Yeshkan Yitzchakal, you could have said it's okay. Mikomagom, Yeroh, the Gamza Osir. Tlo Mikri suffered Rabbanon Kai Gavna. That's what he says. He wants to Osir it. Now, obviously, if he thought it might be Mutter, guess what? Someone says it really is Mutter. Who's that? Yesh and Nirim Midvar Shadat al Hokal B'Shneim. Who's that? He thinks the Shach holds that way. The Shach? Whoa. What Shach? Simon Kuf Yud Dalas of Kotan Chof Aleph. Who has that in your Shulchan Aruch? You go as far as Kuf Yud Dalas? No? Let's put it on the board then.
No.
those who have them, you know, Shulchan Aruch is divided in different places these days. It's hard to know what's what. Of course, it's the longest one. Right? Again, a complicated story. Second. Oh. He's like this. Look. B'kol ha'karka shebartzenu. If you find some problem there, it's part of the rov. V'kevet shekem muta filo dechatchil l'tavshel. Because it's certainly shishim. V'yod, look at this line. Tloshaya kam bevadis chatchila came with the suffiku im yesh kan shum iser. May not exist at all. He's gone against the pre-megadim. Okay, pre-megadim. Samach lokas gedol yachronim, whether this is mutter, whether this is aser. Now, here's the next issue. Yes.
He's talking about
like,
spice, no?
Whatever. The details don't matter. This is one line that matters. Okay? Another question. I have something which is treif. To put into 10 pieces of kosher, I can't do it. I have a better idea. I'll burn it. Once I burn it, it's not roll achil anymore. I'll burn it. I'll burn it. Some say, quotes that the Prima God quotes this at the end of Simon Pei Dalit. Lo ligrom het ala machlo shal iser shalo ayde bitl begon shes sorfo. You will burn it. You'll eat the ashes for a fuah. Yeah. Some say him about Islam Chila. Some say no. The only is acid bitl. This is not called bitl. It's not. This is different. Who seems to be mekil? The Ra in Berak Abayis, the Ran in Avodah Zarah. Say this. There's only an issa to mevatel it in a rover in 60. That's what he says. Good, hold on. This is in the Bali HaShulchan Sivkotan Lamet. Over here, here's something fascinating. This is halacha l'maisa. This is crazy. You're going to burn something. This is nuts. You're going to have your ashes for your medicine. Go to a different doctor. But he has over here a really, really l'maisa case on page Ayin Dalit. You want a kasha quickly. How long do you have to wait for kasha something? Because ain't a benyomo. Why? Because if it's benyomo, what's going to happen? The taste will go into the pot. And that goes into the water right back to the pot all over again. That's called no good. So how does it help after a day? It's called pogam mitchila. We saw before in the Ra'a. It's pogam mitchila, not pogam mitchila. After a day, it's called pogam mitchila. Okay, fine. But I'm in a rush. I can't wait around. I can't wait around 24 hours. After kashrut, right now. This comes up in kashrut agencies. Real life, this child. What I do? I'll take ammonia, which is inedible, an acid, and I'll throw it into the water. I'll throw it into the water. Wow. What do you say about that? Also a dispute. Similar question. You're rendering the tarfus edible, not maybe mevatlet in 60, but by, in effect, pouring ammonia into it. It's like burning it in a certain sense. In a certain sense. He makes distinctions between one and the other. There, they made a gzeira, noosan lefkam, otel leshvach, like ena benyomo, otel benyomo. They extended the gzeira to the case of the ammonia, even if it's within the day. On the other hand, there you're not having kavanah to have any hanor from the iser. You're throwing the me'agola into the garbage. Here, you want to burn it to eat, to use it as medicine. That's worse. So he points out in both directions you make a distinction. This is on page Ayin Dalet. Finally for today, he says in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, the famous heter, if you're not mechaven lebitl, it's mutter. Wow. Who said so? Who said so? He calls an Ochas Chaim, he calls a Rivosh, he calls a Ran. That the Ran says so. And it goes back to Simon Pei Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel. What's there? I have the following situation. I have honey. And there were ants in the honey. Oy vey. Who wants ants? I can't get them out. Because the honey is thick. You know, honey sticks. What'll I do? I'll cook the honey. Right? I'll liquefy the honey. Once it's liquefied, I can put it through a strainer. Get rid of the ants. Mechavez es mutter. Peidal yud gimel. What do you mean? When you do that, the taste, if you will, of the ants goes into the honey. Why is it mutter? Because ain't a mechav. It's not your kavon, it's not your intention in any which way to be mevat is l'chatchila. It's disgusting. You want any part of that? Part of that? Okay. This is found, Rabosai, in the Taz of Kotan Zayin. B'simim peidal yud gimel mevuah, the main kavonos rak l'davar acher on the tak and advash is mutter. Kuf lamed zayin and kasafti tahainu davka b'yevshem yinacher. Oh, he is putting a limit on this heter. That's very relevant, this limit. And then tomorrow we will continue the discussion of this sugya. Again, if you have a Bialei HaShulchan, please bring it tomorrow.
What if you have something like a compost tea? Where they take all sorts of scraps.